Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mets.
Hello, Buzzkillers. It's your favorite professor here with your mini-myth for the week. You know, the great influenza pandemic of 1918 to 1920 was one of the worst disasters in human history. It's difficult to determine with pinpoint accuracy, but experts say that somewhere between 50 and 100 million people were killed by the flu worldwide. Now, Buzzkillers, compare that with World War I, where only 18 million people were killed, or World War II, where 60 million people were killed. And you see, that's a very big deal. In fact, more people died in the first year of the 1918 pandemic than in the entire 14-year history of the Black Death bubonic plague of 1347 to 1351. Yet what I'm getting at is one of the worst things that ever happened. It's been known as the Spanish flu, or sometimes the Spanish flu pandemic, ever since the outbreak in 1918. Experts disagree, however, on where the outbreak actually started. Studies have suggested northern France, Belgium, Kansas, and China as potential places of origin. One place, Buzzkillers, that was certainly not to blame was Spain. So why is it called the Spanish flu? The reason is that Spain was neutral during World War I, and the Spanish government had not placed wartime censorship on the press there. But wartime censorship was in place in almost all the rest of Europe and in North America. Therefore, when flu cases started to appear in Spain, the Spanish press reported it. Most other countries suppressed news of flu outbreaks within their own countries, but they did not stop their media from reporting the Spanish news, or I should say re-reporting or reprinting the Spanish news. Not surprisingly, it seemed to much of the public that the flu broke out first in Spain and then spread. Alas, Buzzkillers, the Spanish flu is a myth, and the Spanish healthcare system has, unfortunately, lived with that stain ever since. Keep well. Talk to you next week.